Welcome to Breaking It Down with D'Anthony, 2-Minute Drill Edition, with your host, Devin Anthony. All right, let's dive right into it. So Patrick Mahomes has signed a 10-year deal that would be worth up to $503 million. It became the biggest contract signed in sports history. The guaranteed money is only $140 million, and the only way Mahomes will make the $500 million is if he remains healthy over the next 12 years. Mahomes does become the highest paid player in the league and will make $45 million a year on this new contract. He's 24 right now, has already become the NFL MVP, has won a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP, so I think the Chiefs definitely made the right decision here. Moving on to the English Premier League, the race for the fourth spot in the English Premier League to qualify for the Champions League is on. Liverpool have already qualified and Man City sit comfortably in second, but currently Chelsea sit in third at 60 points, Leicester in fourth at 59, and Man U in fifth at 58. Man U have not lost in the last 16 games in all competitions, but will need Leicester, Chelsea to drop points in the next four games, along with Man U continuing to get results as well. I do see this going Man U's way, as they have been in just great form, and they do finish with the easiest schedule out of the three, so I think they'll pull through and grab that fourth spot either over Leicester or Chelsea. In La Liga, Barcelona right on Madrid's tail, but will need them to drop points in the next two of their four matches to win the league. At the rate Madrid has been going at, with a perfect record of 7-0 since the restart, I don't see this happening. I think Real will be crowned champions of Spain. MLS's back tournament has kicked off with host team Orlando City SC picking up a 2-1 win over Inter Miami. Former Man U star Nani scored a last-minute winner in extra time to get Orlando the W. Both FC Dallas and Nashville SC have been sent home from the tournament so far because of multiple players testing positive for the coronavirus. Also in Orlando, NBA players have begun to arrive in the bubble. J.R. Smith has since signed with the Lakers as a free agent, and Dwight Howard did end up joining the Lakers in Orlando after speculation that he wouldn't. Bryson DeChambeau has been on fire since golf has been back and recently won the Rocket Mortgage Classic at 23-under with an impressive score of 65 on Sunday. In the four tournaments since he's been back, he's finished in the top 8 in every single one. To wrap up the show today, we got Doc Rivers. Doc?
Thank you, Devin. The bubble's been great so far. I hope Kawhi and Paul George do good, and we'll see you guys soon. Make sure you tune in for the next one.